ओम नाना चिद्रगटोदरस्थित
नाना चिद्रगटोदरस्थित
महादीपप्रभाभास्वरम् नानाचिद्रगटोदरस्थित महादीपप्रभाभास्वरम् ज्ञानं यस्य तु चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा बहिस्पन्दते जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् अनुभात्येतत्समस्तम् जगत् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये The fourth verse reveals the substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun, being pure consciousness. Chit, the pure consciousness, is otherwise called Chaitanyam. Otherwise called Chitihi. Chitihi, Chaitanyam, Chit, Shuddha Jnanam. All the words mean the same. The pure awareness, the pure consciousness, or the pure knowledge being the actual substance of I, the substantive I. Is revealed. And that consciousness is always experienced, ever evident, self-evidently experienced. How? We see. Earlier I told, I had to remind you again, knowledge of an object alone involves divisions such as indirect and direct knowledge. Knowledge of the self, when it is taught by the teacher, it immediately takes place as one's own self. Knowledge of the subject, isn't it? As the teacher teaches, the knowledge takes place as it. Because the knowledge of an object, listen to me carefully, knowledge of an object which involves this division such as direct knowledge and indirect knowledge, that knowledge also was now, it involves effort, it involves a process, it is an event. If you see, for example, I'll give you an example now. When I say there is a tree in the garden, it's knowledge. That knowledge that there is a tree in the garden, for that to rise, knowledge to rise, it involves a process. What's the process? I have to see there. My eyes have to be focused on the tree. Then my mind has to be backing my eyes. My attention of the mind must be with the eyes. Then there must be light falling on the tree. And also what now? Their vritti must rise in the mind. It's called parinama vrittihi. Say now, parinama vrittihi. Parinama vrittihi, what is that? The knowledge takes place, isn't it? Parinama vrittihi is what now? A cognition arises. How? It involves so many factors. We simply say there is a tree in the garden. It's a simple expression. We think it's a simple thing, but it involves, it's an important thing. When you say there is a tree, your expression is very simple. But to say that, listen, how many factors are involved? No, I should see, attention must back up the eyes, then light must fall on the object, there's reflection of light, then vritti should rise in the mind, parinama vritti, there is a tree. Is it clear now? Therefore it is, that's why any knowledge of an object is like an event. It takes place in a time. Knowledge of this tree takes place where? Only in this place. And a knowledge which is an event involves what? A given time. A given place also. Knowledge of an object which involves divisions such as direct knowledge and object knowledge also is like an event which takes place in a time, in a given place. Knowledge of this tree does not take place everywhere, anywhere else. Isn't it? Depends upon. So time, space, certain knowledge of certain objects takes place in a given place, in a given time. Therefore, it is an event. Is it event? So we think the same way. Self-knowledge also is what now? Is an event which takes place in a given time, in a given place. And people celebrate day of realization also. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says, it is a very big misconception in a spiritual understanding. Self-knowledge is not an event which does not involve any process, doesn't involve any effort, which doesn't, I'll explain you what I mean by saying effort, etc. Don't worry. I know immediate doubt comes. It also involves effort because studying Shastra and all those things. I'm not saying that. I'm going to explain to you. Wait. No, it's an event. So because doesn't involve such effort, no effort is involved, no process is involved here, it is not an event. That is why people think you have to sit in meditation and one day one realization will take place and there will be samadhi experience where you will have self-knowledge or not self-realization. Mystic language you have to use. Self-realization or self-experience. So they make it an event. If somebody says self-knowledge is an event which takes place, they do not really understand Vedantic teaching. Not only they don't understand Vedantic teaching, they do not know what they are saying. That is not moksha. That is not knowledge. Be very clear. I'm not saying. Through this verse, he makes it very clear. Is it clear? Now, I'll tell you. Before we go to that, I have to give an example. My usual example is what now? Light. When I say I experience this mic in front of me. Here is a mic in front of me. I experience mic means my experience of the mic, the non-luminous, opaque mic involves my experience of light along with that. Isn't it? Along with that, it involves light experience. There is no such thing called non-luminous opaque objects experience without involving the experience of the light. I experience mic means my experience of light is involved. I experience chair means experience of light is involved in that experience of chair. When I say I experience flowers, bunch of yellow flowers means my experience of light is involved in that experience of flowers. So computer, I experience computer means experience of computer involves the experience of light. Experience colors means my experience of colors involves experience of light. There is no such thing called, there's no such thing possible that there is an experience of luminous, non-luminous, opaque object without involving the experience of light. Is it clear or not? So every opaque object's experience involves experience of the light. First step. Now, I tell you, suppose I say, I have to have the knowledge of the picture of Dakshinamurtihi. That object has to become evident. If the given object has to become evident, if I have to have the knowledge of the picture of Dakshinamurtihi, then what should I do? I have to turn my head. Involves effort. Thing which is at the back. Turn my head. Then I had to focus my eyes on there. Then light also should be there. Then mind also should be with my eyes. Then vritti parinama takes place. This is how Dakshinamurti picture is. If I had to see computer has to become evident. I have to have the knowledge that there is computer. Then I had to turn my head this side and see. Again, involves effort. It involves effort. It involves process. Eyes have to see. Mind has to be with the eyes. Knowledge should be illumining the object. Sorry, light should be illumining the object. Then the vritti takes place. There is a computer. So any knowledge of any object involves effort, involves a process. And no object has the status of being the known. Jnayatvam. Jnayatvam means what now? Being capable of. It cannot be known. It doesn't have the capacity to reveal its presence by itself. It cannot be known. The object cannot be known at all. If there is no knowledge, the knowledge does not rise. The knowledge is, then object becomes known. If the knowledge is not there, object is remains unknown. And for the knowledge to take place, for the object to become knowable, it involves what now? To become evident, to be known, it involves effort and a process. Is it clear? So I had to turn this side to see the computer, to see, I had to turn this side to see the Dakshinamurti picture, I had to see there to see the garden. So for any given object to become evident, it involves process. It involves effort. Now I tell you, to experience light, to experience an opaque object, to have the knowledge of a given non-luminous opaque object, you know, which involves effort and process. Whereas, to have the knowledge, to experience light, for the light to become evident, or to have the knowledge of the light, what effort does it involve? I don't need to turn. To see the light, do I need to turn my head? No. Any object I see, any object I experience, it involves the experience of light. To have the knowledge of light, I don't need to turn my head. I don't need to make any effort in experiencing the very mic in front of me, which involves experience of light. Why? Light is all pervasive. Not only light is all pervasive, light is one, light is self-luminous. Why I don't need to turn my head? Why I don't need to involve any effort? Why? Because light is self-luminous. You have to see the difference between the opaque object becoming evident and the self-luminous becoming evident, light becoming evident. Non-luminous opaque object becomes evident, which involves effort to turn and see. Whereas self-luminous light to become evident, you don't need to turn. It doesn't involve effort. Why? Wherever you are, whichever side you turn also, you cannot miss is what? Where right in front of you, light is. Is it clear now? The example only. First you have to take non-luminous opaque object and a self-luminous light. Because of its self-luminosity, the light, what now? For light to become evident, really effort is not involved. You can just see as it is. Now from this, we have to shift understanding to the consciousness and the opaque object. Consciousness and the any namarupa, any object in general. So any object, no object in the world has its own gnyayatvam. No, it doesn't have, it cannot be known. Every object becomes knowable, is made known, isn't it? Becomes known because of the presence of consciousness. Because of the presence of light alone, opaque object shines. Opaque object shines in the presence of, because of the presence of self-luminous light, which shines independently without being dependent on the opaque object. Opaque object is there or not, light shines. opaque object cannot shine without the light. That is why we say light is self-luminous. Whereas opaque object is what now? Dependently luminous. It shines depending upon the light. Similarly, any object shines because of the presence of consciousness. When you say mic is, means mic knowledge is. In mic knowledge, remove the word mic, what remains is what? Jnanam. That knowledge stands for what? Consciousness. Mic stands for object. Mic jnanam is. Mic knowledge is. Chair knowledge is. Computer knowledge is. Tree knowledge is. When you say in every jnanam, there is what now? Object plus knowledge. That knowledge implies what? Consciousness. In the presence of consciousness, all the objects, all the namarupani, all the material objects shine in the presence of self-evident, self-revealing consciousness. How we will see two examples first, then we'll go to the example given by Adishankar Bhagavatpada in this. If there is sun above, there is bright sunlight, and here is this room. Imagine we close these windows. There's no ventilation, there's no light window. We'll cover these glasses, the glass windows completely, no light can enter. Suppose imagine it is closed well, that light cannot penetrate into this house, in this hall. It will be utterly dark. This room is utterly dark. No window is open, no door is open. Nothing is open, everything is closed. Four sides, the walls are there. All the room is completely enclosed by four walls. There is no hole or whatsoever. There is up above the sky, we have bright blazing sun, like Indian sun. And here the sunlight cannot penetrate or enter into this room. But there are objects in this room. So far, lots of objects are here, but no object can be seen. Light is there, sunlight is there, bright sunlight is there. But light is there, but this room, the objects are all, there's darkness inside, no object shines here. Every object enjoys existence, but does not shine. When it does not shine, even though object enjoys existence, it is as good as non-existent because it does not shine. Now how to, because these objects are all opaque in nature, non-luminous opaque objects, they have to be made shine. Now they have to shine. How to make them shine? How to make them bright? They are dark now. Unknown object is a dark object. A known object becomes a bright object. In darkness, object is dark. In brightness, object becomes bright. Object being bright means what? Object being known, object being made known is what? No, object being bright. Object being unknown is object being dark. In utter darkness, every object is dark. no object shines. Therefore, there is a word called illumination. What does it mean? Illuminate the object. For this object to become known, to be made known, it needs what? Illumination. What is the illumination mean now? What does the word illumination mean? Making an object which cannot be known, making it known, making the unknowable object known is what? Illumination. Making the object which cannot be known, okay, making the unknowable object knowable. Making the unknowable object known is what? Illumination. And for which it needs, illumination is possible only if there is light. But even though sun above is light is there, the objects in the room do not shine. So what it needs is what now? If we take a mirror, all the objects have to be made known. Mirror, and keep the mirror in front of, make a small entrance. Where you keep the mirror in front of the small entrance, the room is, all the four sides are closed, completely covered. No entry is of light is possible. Therefore, keep, there is a hole, and in front of the hole, you keep a mirror, at some angle, the possible angle, that it can reflect the sunlight. Understand now? Then the sunlight reflected in the mirror can enter into the room and make the room illumined. So illumination of the room happens how? By the reflection of the sunlight. When the reflection of the sunlight, sunlight reflected in the mirror illumines the dark room. Illumines the, every object becomes bright. When the room is, there is illumination of the room, when there is light, reflected light, then every object becomes bright. Every object shines. Now there are two things now. You have to say, who is the illuminator of the room? What is that which really illumines the room? You will all say definitely mirror alone illumines the room. When you say mirror alone illumines the room, you are not wrong. You are still right. Now, it is what now? This is called emphasis is on the mirror. What is emphasized here? The mirror, emphasis is on the mirror. Mirror alone is the illuminator of the room. How do you say mirror alone is the illuminator of the room? Yes. Before the mirror was kept in a given angle, before the light was reflected, isn't it? Before there is reflection of light, no, there's a possibility. Therefore, the room remained dark. Room remained dark. Every object remained unknown in spite of sun being above, bright sun being there. It is the mirror which alone illumines the room. You are right. This one emphasis on is on the mirror. Then the next question comes, can the mirror illumine the room by itself? Mirror alone illumines the room. Sunlight does not illumine the room directly. It could have done even when the mirror was not there if it was possible. It did not. isn't it? Did not illumine, but mirror alone illumined the room. Are you all with me? Are you listening? Yeah. Okay, you shouldn't feel bored. If once you feel bored, you feel sleepy and drowsy. That's why. So mirror illumines the room, but still mirror by itself cannot illumine the room. Mirror, first of all, the mirror to shine by itself, thereafter mirror to have the capacity to be capable of illumining the dark room, to be capable of reflecting the sunlight, isn't it? Mirror has to be blessed by the Surya Prakashaha. So sun, it is actually the ultimately absolute illuminator is the sun. Sun alone actually illumines the mirror, and sunlight being borrowed by the mirror, the reflected light, with the reflection of the sunlight, mirror is capable of illumining the room. Therefore, illumination of room, actually, sun by itself cannot illumine without the mirror, because remove the mirror. Suppose same mirror, sunlight is there, in the presence of sunlight itself, if you remove the mirror, still the room will become what? Dark. So sun by itself cannot illumine the dark room, or does not illumine the dark room. Mirror without the blessing of sunlight also cannot illumine the dark room. So you have to say what now? Both together illumine the dark room. Both are equally important. Emphasis can be given to the mirror, one standpoint. Emphasis can be given to the sunlight also, another standpoint. Only being blessed by the sun, the mirror is illumining the dark room and the dark objects. Or you can say what now? Emphasis can be on the sun also. It is the sun who alone illumines the dark room through the instrument called mirror. Is it clear now? So both are important. Both must be there. Only then the dark room can be illumined. Is it clear? Here, the dark room is comparable to, the whole jagat is comparable to the dark room. Entire prapanchaha is comparable to the dark room with dark objects. So the whole jagat of dark room needs, now it will be unknown, does not have the knowability. That is why it's a jada prapanchaha. The material universe, the entire jagat is like a dark room, comparable to a dark room. You know that? So all the objects here, mobile beings, immobile beings, all the actions, all of them will be as good as non-existent. They do not have, what now? They cannot be known at all. They do not have the knowability, because they are inert. The opaqueness is comparable to inertness. Listen now, dark room, the jagat is comparable to the dark room. Inertness comparable to the opaqueness. Then we say, and you know, your mind is comparable to what now? In fact, the mirror, mind is comparable to the mirror. And Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, comparable to the sun. Is it clear now? Therefore, it is because of this, the mind, without the mind, body, this whole body and senses cannot become conscious and sentient. This I taught you even in Drik Drishya Viveka class. You have to remember. That is why Drik Drishya class helps you to understand Dakshinamurti Stotram better. Understand? Then the whole Jagat, then through the senses, what now? The whole Jagat becomes illumined. So it is a mind. So mind alone, mind first becomes conscious and sentient. It borrows consciousness. You know, it takes, because it reflects consciousness, it becomes conscious and sentient. Then thereby it becomes capable of knowing. Mind becomes capable of, like just as mirror becomes capable of reflecting light, mirror becomes capable of illumining the dark room by borrowing sunlight. Similarly, the mind is capable of reflecting the consciousness, thereby it becomes conscious and sentient, thereby it becomes capable of knowing. Mind becomes capable of knowing. Mind gets the name Pramata, the knower. Status. Mind gets the status. How? No? Because it reflects consciousness. It becomes conscious and sentient. Then it has the capacity. It becomes capable of illumining. No? Knowing. It becomes capable of knowing. So knowing is illumining. But mind, does the mind by itself become capable of illumining, knowing the objects? No. Mind blessed by consciousness, the Atma, becomes conscious and sentient, becomes capable of knowing the external world of objects. Without mind, there cannot be Jagat illumination. Knowledge of the Jagat is not possible without the mind. Like without mirror, illumination of dark room is not possible. Without the mind, knowledge of the world is not possible. But without consciousness, also knowledge is not possible. Why? Because without the sunlight, the mirror will not be capable of illumining. No. Similarly, mind will not be capable of knowing without the blessing of consciousness. Is it clear now? So knowledge, Jagat is, when you say Jagat shines. You cannot say Jagat is if it doesn't shine. இருக்கிறதுன்னு எப்ப சொல்ல முடியும்? விளங்குறப்பதான் சொல்ல முடியும். ஜகத் ஈஸ் யூ சே வென் ஜகத் ஷைன்ஸ். ஜகத் ஷைன்ஸ் வென் ஜகத் ஈஸ் நோன், வென் தெர் இஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ். நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஒன்லி வென் தி மைண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் கான்சியஸ் அண்ட் சென்ஷியன்ட். Mind is becomes conscious and sentient only because of the blessing of presence of consciousness. Is it clear? This is one example you have to remember. And there is another example which Shankara gives in this work. I want to give you this first, then I want to go to next example. Two examples I want to give you. And then illumination means making the unknown object known. Similarly, we say consciousness also is said to be the light. Consciousness is said to be the light. See, consciousness is not just the light, what you know. Light is that which illumines, is the light. When you say the so-called light is said to be the light because it is of the nature of illumination. Isn't it? doesn't need to do any karma. By its mere presence, it illumines everything. It's swarupam. Similarly here, you have to understand, making the jagat known, making the unknowable jagat known, is what now? Consciousness also makes the doesn't make by karma. Just slight, without any effort, without any action, by its mere presence makes the non-luminous opaque object known. Is it clear? Similarly, consciousness by its mere presence, unknowable jagat, no, makes the unknowable jagat, makes the inert prapanchaha known. Is it how? By its action or what? By its mere presence. Another example we have to see here now. Let's go to the other example. You all must have seen a pot with many holes which we hang in the gardens. And we also keep a candle light inside the holy pot. And you can see the beams of light emerging through, coming out through those holes. You know, and objects, the opaque objects which fall within the range of those light, beams of light which comes through the holes, they become illumined. Is it clear? Do you remember this? Imagine a big pot. Big, nice pot with, maybe if I go to, really I want to bring it and get put in my garden. Big pot with many holes. And you keep a big candlelight in the middle. And here, if the pot is well covered, all the apertures on the part of the pot is covered, are covered, then naturally the beams of light cannot go out. Suppose holes are there, but still the candle light is not there also. Beams of light cannot go out. So for the objects outside the pot to become illumined, there must be what? No, there must be candle inside the pot. There must also be apertures through which the light, beams of light can travel. So the objects which fall within the range of those beams of light can become illumined. Is it clear? Like that Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada says, every one of our body, physical body, is also what? Pot, like a pot. No? Pot. Pot is made of clay. Swamiji says our bodies are also pots only made of refined clay. Clay, refined is vegetable, refined is food, refined is energy, refined is our flesh. Isn't it? Refined clay only is our body. Isn't it? What is this big deal? Only clay only. Unrefined clay, pot. Refined clay, human shariram. Isn't it true? Therefore, this whole body also is like a pot and it has five apertures. Five apertures. Two eyes, nose, tongue, skin, and ear. Holes. And there is what we have? There is candlelight like, what now? Consciousness. The pure consciousness which is like the candlelight, and the beams of consciousness reflected in the mind. You know? What now? The mind is connected to all the five apertures, isn't it? We can say the beams of consciousness go, like, just as beams of light travel through the holes in the pot, beams of consciousness go through the five senses, go out. And the objects which fall within the range of those beams of consciousness, the objects become illumined. So without the apertures, even if there is a candlelight inside, illumination is not possible. Illumination objects is not possible. Without the candlelight also, apertures are there, still illumination is not possible. Is it clear? So in the second example, the five apertures, five holes on the pot, the clay pot, are comparable to the five, what now? Five senses are comparable to the five holes on the pot. And the first example, mirror is, what now, mind is comparable to the mirror in the first example. Is it clear now? Now we have to remember one thing. In both examples we can remember. So consciousness by itself does not directly make the world known. It is the mind, only through the mind and senses. It is only through the apertures, the candlelight illumines the external objects, object external to the pot. It is only through the mirror sunlight illumines the dark room. Is it clear now? Similarly, it is only through the mind and senses, only through the mirror-like mind and apertures like sense organs, the consciousness illumines the world. Illumines it now, makes the world known. The world becomes known only because of what now? The presence of consciousness. But without consciousness, minus consciousness, mind by itself will be jadam. Senses will themselves be jadam. Mind and senses cannot be involved as instruments, cannot have the status of being the instruments of knowledge. Cannot have the status of being the instruments of knowledge. They cannot themselves responsible for jnanam without being blessed by the consciousness. But consciousness without the mind and senses also does not directly make the world known. Is it clear now? If it is possible without the mind and senses, consciousness by itself can make the world known, means every stone will be sitting and listening to me now. The wall will be listening to Vedanta. Wall also come for arguments. Know that. And the trees will come and sit inside. Fitting there, they can listen also. Space will listen. Understand now why I am saying here? Consciousness is everywhere. Consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. It is there always, everywhere, in every object. It remains pervasive. Very existence is consciousness. Like remove the H2O, where is the ocean? Remove consciousness, where is the jagat? Where is tree? Where is stone? Where is clay? Where is space? Nothing. Nothing can exist. Consciousness is there very much. But that consciousness does not have the status of being the knower. Is it clear now? Now, consciousness, look at this. Is it clear now? Now, consciousness alone, with consciousness by itself, directly does not illumine the external world of objects. Consciousness through the instrumentality, no, instrumentation, through the instruments called mind and senses alone, illumines the jagat, makes the jagat known. Jagat, unknown jagat, unknowable jagat, inert material jagat becomes known because of the blessing of the consciousness through for the what now? Mind and senses. But mind and senses, without that, it's not possible. So who is the knower of the jagat? Now the question, I asked you the question earlier. Who is the illuminator of the dark room? There is the mirror illuminator or the sun illuminator. You can give emphasis to both. Different kind. It is the mirror which illumines the dark room. Without the mirror, even though sun was there, the illumination was not possible. One way of saying. Yes, mirror alone is the illuminator, but without the mirror, isn't it? Sun cannot illumine, all that's true. But without the sun, can the mirror illumine? Similarly, it is the mind which is the knower of the jagat. Who is the knower of the jagat? Mind. Understand now? Knower, been talking about it. Pramata. Who is the knower of the jagat? What is the knower of the jagat? How does the mind know? The mirror has the status. What status? Status of being the illuminator status. Who gives this mind? The mirror has the status of being the illuminator. The position itself is given by whom? Because of the mind. Sorry, because of the sun. Because of the blessing of sun alone, mind has the status of being the illuminator. Sorry, mirror has status of being the illuminator. Similarly, mind is said to be the knower of the jagat through the senses is the mind. Mind has the status of being the knower because of the blessing of consciousness. Is it clear now? So mind also now can say, who is the ultimate knower? Consciousness is the actually the original knower, without whose presence mind cannot become the knower. Knower is what now? Consciousness is the original knower. But again, you should not say consciousness is the knower. The knower is consciousness. Is it clear? Clear or not? This is what he wants to say. Now one more thing, next thing. Now to know this consciousness, these are steps, okay? Next, now I told you earlier, this knowledge of an object which involves two divisions involves effort and process, I said. Knowledge of consciousness does not involve any effort or process. Why? When you say opaque mic is, I experience the mic, when you say experience of mic involves the experience of light. Similarly, when you say jagat is, means jagat jnanam asti. No, when you say mic is, means mic knowledge is, which involves what? Mic consciousness is. There is no isness without the knowledge. There is no knowledge without the consciousness. Is it clear now? Every time when you say jagat, some mic is, means mic experiences, means mic knowledge is. My existence of mic presupposes mic knowledge. Is it clear or not now? You have to remember the example, you have to make it very clear. It's a very, very important thing to understand. Mic is means there is a mic. When you say there is knowledge of the mic, isn't it? Knowledge is means consciousness is involved. Every knowledge, consciousness is involved. In the experience of every opaque object, non-luminous opaque object, there is experience of light involved. Similarly, in knowledge of every object, there is consciousness involved. Is it clear? And how? Ghata jnanam ghatam prakashayati. Ghata jnanam ghatam prakashayati means what now? Suppose a beam of consciousness which goes through the eyes as netra vrittihi, netra prakasha vrittihi. What now? That knowledge, no? The beam of consciousness which travels through the eyes illumines the object called light. Illumines the objects which shine in the light. Shrotra prakasha vrittihi, isn't it? The beam of consciousness. Every cognition is a beam of consciousness. Please understand, every cognition is what now? Beam of consciousness only. Which goes through the ear, illumines, what now? The object called sound. The beam of consciousness which goes through the nose, illumines the object called smell, fragrance, stink. The beam of consciousness which travels through the tongue, illumines sweetness, bitterness, sourness, saltiness, tastes of objects. The beam of consciousness which goes through the skin illumines what now? Heat, cold, chillness, the objects. Amazing, isn't it? Therefore, every time you say, how do you say consciousness is there? Every knowledge, I tell you, everything you experience in the world, any of your experience in the world, involves a cognition. Cognition involves consciousness. Isn't it consciousness ever experienced? Here you have to understand, ever experienced. Only thing you have to be, this has been brought to light to you, isn't it? Ever experienced. I tell you, light is, chair is, not light, mic is, only opaque objects, okay? Mic is, chair is, flower is, fruit is, you know, color is, when I say, you know, objects are different. Different opaque objects. Non-luminous opaque objects are different from each other. Every object becomes a reflecting medium of the light. And light, in experience of every opaque object, what is commonly, generally experienced is light. In mic experience, there is light experience. In fruit experience, there is light experience. Is it? In color experience, there is light experience. So, we have to understand there is experience, twofold experiences. No? Samanya anubhutihi, visesha anubhutihi. Say no? Samanya anubhutihi, visesha anubhutihi. Anubhutihi means feminine gender word. If you want the masculine gender word, you can say anubhavaha. Samanya anubhavaha, visesha anubhavaha. There is experience of a given object. There is experience of vastu which is general. General experience, specific experience. Visesha anubhavaha. specific experience of a given object. General experience, samanya anubhavaha. Now I can say, in when you say I experience Mike means, look at this, I experience Mike when I say, there is light experience and Mike experience, isn't it? Two things are simultaneously experienced. Experience of mic involves experience of light. I'm giving you only one example, so you will never forget me with the mic. That's what I'm saying. Okay, light experience of mic is what now? Experience of light. Now, experience of fruit involves experience of light. Experience of color involves experience of light. In all of them, mic experience is vishesha anubhavaha. Fruit experience is vishesha anubhavaha. Color experience is vishesha anubhavaha. Light experience is samanya anubhavaha. Is it clear now? Light experience is samanya anubhavaha. Samanyataya, generally, commonly, what is inevitably, unavoidably, invariably experienced is light. In experience of various different opaque objects, what is invariably, unavoidably, inevitably, choicelessly experienced is the experience of the light. Is it clear now? Similarly, when you say rupa jnanam, aham rupam janami, look at this, aham rupam janami, I know the form. When you say aham janami, I know. Aham janami, I know the form, rupam janami. When you say rupa jnanam, when you say there is rupa jnanam, there is knowledge of a given form, isn't it? For knowledge of the form, in every form is known, there is what now? What is evident is what? Consciousness. How? I tell you. The form is evident. Form is dependently evident. You are self-evident. You, what are you now? You, the consciousness, are self-evident, whereas a form is dependently evident. This dependently evident, dependent evidence is called anubhanam. Self-evidence is called bhanam. Bhanam, anubhanam. Tanaha vilangudal, sarandhu vilangudal. Now, mic is vishesha anubhavaha is what now? Dependently evident. Isn't it? You cannot become evident without the light. Light is, with reference to opaque object, light is self-luminous. Prakashaha, self-luminous. Whereas opaque object is dependently luminous. Similarly here, when you say rupa jnanam, knowledge of the form, knowledge of sound, shabda jnanam, each beam of light goes out, beam of consciousness goes out and illumines a given object. Shabda jnanam, rupa jnanam, gandha jnanam, sparsha jnanam, ruchi jnanam. No? Ruchi jnanam, knowledge of taste. Sparsha jnanam, knowledge of touch. Gandha jnanam, knowledge of smell. Rupa jnanam, knowledge of form. No, knowledge of sound, shabda jnanam. In every jnanam, shabdaha is vishesha anubhavaha. Consciousness is what now? Samanya anubhavaha. There is samanya anubhavaha of consciousness. There is a general experience of consciousness. there is also special experience of sound. In Rupa Jnanam, there is Samanya Anubhavaha of the form, there is general experience of consciousness. You are not experiencing pure consciousness. It is not, when you experience light, you are not experiencing pure light. Experience of light is what now? As manifest light in the presence of manifesting medium called opaque object. Similarly, Shabdaha becomes manifesting medium for consciousness. Form becomes a manifesting medium for consciousness. Sound, the rupam, shabdaha, sparshaha, gandaha, every object becomes a manifesting medium for consciousness. Is it clear now? So every jnanam, when you say, therefore, just as you're experiencing light along with the experience of mic, opaque object, there is experience of consciousness as the knowledge of a given object. In Shabda Jnanam, the word is Shabda, isn't it? The sound, there's a knowledge of sound is Vishesha Anubhavaha. There is no knowledge possible without consciousness. The knowledge of consciousness is what? Samanya Anubhavaha. What is Samanyam in all these knowledge of different objects? Shabda Jnanam, Ruchi Jnanam, Sparsha Jnanam, Rupa Jnanam. Isn't it? Knowledge of various 5 different objects. Isn't it? In all these various knowledge of various objects, what is their knowledge of invariable vastu is what?
Consciousness.
There is samanya anubhavaha of consciousness in every knowledge. In every visesha anubhavaha involves the knowledge of samanya vastu. But you cannot experience pure consciousness. What you are experiencing is the manifest consciousness, manifest knowledge, as manifest existence you are experiencing. Is it clear now? You are experiencing. There is never a time, it is always evident. How do you say it is self-evident? This is very clear. Example, light and opaque is very clear for us. Consciousness and object is not that clear for us. That consciousness is self-evident to you. You don't see the example like a third, no, like an external object. How is it known? Every time you say, Janami, Janami, I know. From once you wake up from sleep, you say what now?
I know.
What is that which he says? To know you are, what evidence do you need? For the whole Jagat to become known, to become evident, 2 factors are involved. Instrument together, mind sense complex, isn't it? Then consciousness. Whole Jagat becomes evident, for the whole Jagat to become evident, in the form of 5 different objects, to become known, there must be what? Consciousness plus mind and senses. But mind and senses themselves will be incapable of making the world known, because they are also part of the Jagat, inert material products. Consciousness without the mind and senses also cannot make the Jagat known. You can understand? When you see the whole Jagat, every object you experience, you understand what now? The perception of every object, the knowledge of every object reminds you of the glory of the sense organ, reminds you of the glory of the mind. In reminding you of the glory of the mind and sense organs, the glory of consciousness is reminded. Who is the actual? Who is the absolute knower? Mind cannot become the knower without the consciousness. Therefore, we say the knower, absolutely the knower is consciousness. That consciousness is the subject, substance of the substantive I. Swayam Prakasha Atma. Is it clear? Is going above the heads? I know it won't be very clear. I know some vagueness will be there. But so some clarity must have happened. So here also emphasis has to be shifted from, first you can emphasize it is the senses, it is the mind. It is the mind because of which alone Jagat becomes known. Without the mind, consciousness by itself does not make the world known. But without consciousness, mind cannot make the world known. It needs the blessing and grace of consciousness to make the world known. Therefore we say, is it clear now? You have to understand this point. Therefore, and so consciousness is always evident. No? Always evident. Every jnana, every perception implies, involves what? Consciousness. Every knowledge involves what? Consciousness. In Kena Upanishad, beautifully said, Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Consciousness is never an unknown, is never an unknown. It is never an object. It is ever the knower, ever evident. Self-evidently, isn't it, experienced? As how self-evidently experienced? I am, as I am. Self-consciousness is self-evidently experienced as I am. Every time you say I am, what is that? I am is expression of, okay, I am. This will become much clearer in the next verse. The next verse is exclusively analyzed to this. Only I am, okay? Don't worry about it. Become much clearer. But I don't understand this much now. Is it clear now? So that consciousness is you. See, this way when I analyze, you are able to be objective towards the mind, aren't you? You are able to be objective towards the senses. At least when you're listening. When you're listening. And to know the pure consciousness. Now in the this consciousness, like how in the presence of light, the opaque object is light, becomes a manifest light, opaque object serves as a manifesting medium for the light, thereby both are recognized. Light has the status of being recognized. No? Recognizability comes for the light only when it becomes a manifest light. When the object, opaque object is removed from here, opaque object is not there, manifesting medium is not there, therefore still light is there. But it loses the status of what now? As a manifest light. Is it clear now? And there's a pure light. Similarly, now look at this. Light doesn't come and go. Opaque object comes and goes. Okay? Example only. Similarly, look at this. When the mind is there, consciousness is manifest. And consciousness is manifest, what happens now? Then the whole jagat shines. If you remove the mirror, even in the presence of sun, room will be dark. Similarly, the whole jagat will be there in deep sleep state. Let us come to deep sleep experience now. The whole jagat will be there in deep sleep state, like the dark room will be is there, but mind is resolved. When the mind is folded, mind is resolved, what happens to consciousness? Consciousness continues to be there just as sunlight is there. Even you remove the mirror, like sunlight continues to be there, but room becomes dark. Similarly, consciousness continues to be there in deep sleep state. When the mind is folded, mind is resolved, mind becomes non-functional, what happens now? Whole jagat becomes dark. Jagat is not known. There is no knowledge that the jagat is. There is no knowledge that I am. No knowledge. Knowledge, cognition is not there. But consciousness is. Cognition be likened to illumination. Please remember here. Sun continues to be there. In the absence of mirror, room becomes dark. There is no illumination. Similarly, in deep sleep state, consciousness as pure consciousness continues to exist. But illumination is not, cognition is not there because medium is resolved, mind is resolved. So, no cognition, jagat doesn't become known, jagat is as good as non-existent for you when you are asleep. See, example, you have to remember this is very important. Again, when the mind, in waking state, when the mind spreads out, mind becomes functional, then there is manifestation of consciousness, then senses become active, then there is cognition possible, therefore jagat becomes known. For the jagat to be known, listen to me please carefully. For the jagat to have the status of being existent, it has to be known. It has to become the known. For the jagat to become the known, there must be cognition. For the cognition to be there, there must be reflecting medium. Reflecting medium must be there. There will be reflection of consciousness. Then there is cognition. The cognition is there, jagat becomes known. If the reflecting medium is not there, reflection is not possible, reflection is not there, reflecting in the absence of reflecting medium, don't say source of reflection is there, not there. Consciousness is ever there, always there. Manifesting medium is not there, manifestation is not there, therefore no cognition, no illumination, jagat becomes unknown. Unknown object becomes known object, unknown object. Consciousness never is the known, never is the unknown, ever known. Listen now, ever experienced knower. Ever experienced knower is consciousness. That consciousness is actually you. You are that consciousness. Is it clear? This much you have to prepare to go to the verse. This verse needs lots of understanding. We should not think consciousness goes. There is a Nyaya philosopher in deep sleep state. According to him, consciousness become inert. Completely ulta. Vedanta says, if at all there is one thing which need not be known, which cannot be known, which is ever known as the knower, aham, 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 aham iti. We are going to see later, next verse. Next verse, aham, aham, he janami. You know, is what now? Consciousness. Now, that if you are that consciousness, how to know consciousness is self-evident? Look at, I had to tell you first, that consciousness, you are the consciousness, you are the consciousness, you are that consciousness, I made it clear. Now you have to understand, every object, you know, for any object to become evident, to become known, I told you earlier, involves effort and process. I told last class also, I started this example. Oh, where is Beenaji? She has gone or what? If we say, you all immediately look from the front. You have to see and tell whether she was there or not. Are you all present here? Give me 2 minutes time, Swamiji. We have tea and then think and then come and tell you whether you are here or not. We need one more tea to think and tell. Analyze. Am I here or not? Immediately, when you're sleeping, you'll say, yes, I am. You don't need any evidence. What evidence do you need for you to know you are? Does it involve the operation of the mind? Look at this now. For the jagat to become evident, operation of mind is necessary. For the jagat to become, for form to become evident, operation of mind and eyes, you know, is important, dependent. For the color to become evident, then again it depends upon the function of eyes and mind. For the sound to become evident, function of what, ears and mind, both mind and sense, ears. Important. The function of mind and senses, no, sense are given, sense organ. For the smell to become evident, operation of nose, the sense organ, nose and the mind. His mind is involved with everything. Both are important. Operation of skin and the mind is important to know whether it is hot or warm or cold. To have the, for this knowledge, to have the knowledge of the taste, operation of tongue and mind, is it important? So, for a given any object to become evident, anything in the world other than you is an object of knowledge. For every object to become evident, the operation of mind and sense organs is important, with dependent on the evidence. Now, for the object to become evident, it dependent on operation of instruments such as mind and senses. That is why in deep sleep state, when they are all non-functional, mind is non-functional, senses will be simultaneously non-functional, then no perception, no cognition, no knowledge, it is not evident. Jagat is not evident. Jagat is unknown. Whereas, for you to be evident, for you to know you are, what evidence do you want? Operation of mind is not required. Operation of sense organs is not required. Function of mind and senses are not required for the consciousness to become evident. It's clear now? Therefore, you are self-evident. The whole jagat is evident to you. That you, the whole jagat is what now? Dependently evident, you are self-evident. Dependently jagat shines when you say anubhati, you are swayam bhati, self-evident. Swabhanam anubhanam. That self-evident you are consciousness. Self-evidently experienced as janami. When you say, I know, in every cognition involves two things. Every cognition involves two factors. I know there is mic means there is object, knowledge of an object which involves knowledge of you, the knower, this subject. Is it clear? Isn't it consciousness experienced now? Got the point now? How it is experienced? How consciousness is ever experienced in experiencing every object, but not as pure consciousness. This attribute, status, knower status. Consciousness gets the knower status when the object is there. Look at this. The light has, light is, there is a status called illuminator. Light is always there. When the opaque object is there, opaque object reflects called light, then opaque comes to light, we say what now? Because of the presence of consciousness. In the presence of consciousness alone, the light alone, opaque object becomes illumined, means there is, who is the illuminator of the opaque object? Light is not the illuminator, but there is no illuminator other than the light. So we say illuminator is the light, means that illuminator is a status attribute, which is attributeless light gets the attribute of the illuminator in the presence of opaque object. Does light, is light, does the, very important point, does the light have any attribute? Attributelessness is the nature of the light. But now it gets the status, or what now? Illuminator status. Is it clear now? We'll see that attributelessness, we'll see later on. But it's a very important point here. Similarly, in the presence of jagat, every I, what now? Has the status what now? Consciousness gets the status of the knower, the attribute. The knower is an attribute. Become in the presence of light. Originally, pure consciousness is of the nature of attributelessness. Attributeless consciousness, pure consciousness, you can never experience. Every time you experience an object, when you say, I know there is light, means knowledge of an object involves two things. There cannot be just an object. Knowledge involves knowledge of an object, which is possible only involves what now?
No.
Subject, knower. Where is the knowledge without the knower? That knower consciousness, knower is consciousness, which is you, isn't it? Aham janami. When you say aham janami, consciousness is experienced. As what? As the knower. As what? Yeah, with what? With the manifesting, is it? Jagat. But the jagat is not there in deep sleep state. In waking state, aham janami, aham janami, aham janami. In every cognition, there is aham janami, aham, aham. The jagat is not there. Jagat is resolved. Why? Jagat is mind resolves, senses resolve. When the sense organs, the instruments of knowledge are non-operational, non-functional. No knowledge takes place. Then no jagat shines. What happens? There is pure consciousness. That time consciousness does not have this status. What status? Knower status. But we say, don't say the pure consciousness now. Still we say, the jagat is not there is known. Absence is known. Like presence is known, absence also becomes what now? Known. That is why we say what now? That because of whose presence? Mind being functional is known. Mind being non-functional is known. Senses being functional is known. Sense organs being non-functional is known. That because the presence of which jagat being manifest is known. Jagat being resolved is known. That consciousness is ever present, ever evident, self-evidently ever experienced consciousness that ever is always there. That pure consciousness is you. You are that consciousness. Okay? Swayam Siddha Atma, Swayam Prakashaha Atma Tvamasi. This is the teaching. Okay? Now, he says, Nana Chidra. Nana, it's too much. Nana Chidra Ghataha. Say now. Nana Chidra Ghataha. First time? Okay. You think this will go above the head? Okay. Anyway, Nana Chidra Ghataha, I had to stop. But I can't help. Because I can't help in what? This is takes so long. But before entering into the verse, it has to become very clear. I think I have to remember, when we go to the sixth verse, now the actual teaching is over, but still every verse will make what you understood in three verses much clearer. I had to make you understand the meaning of the word Sakshatkara in the very class. Only then, that's my repayment to my teacher. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.